Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
take these next couple of minutes just to explain to you all that we're just getting bigger and bigger and better and better. I don't know how, I don't have a better way of saying it except that I'd like to thank Packing House Market and Mr. ALWE, Al Wash, and Miss Eva's House of Barbecue for being there when we all needed them as much as we do. We're going to be starting some different programs and things to, you know, help people get the their information out a lot better and in a wider spread area simply because that's what's needed, you know. And if you never thought about it like that, then rethink your way. You're listening to the best show in town, and it's all because of you. So keep listening, and remember, shopping with one another keeps the money flowing in great circles. So think about it. Think about it. Relax, relate, and release, because here we come. So get ready, and like I say, you know, before long, it'll be another holiday coming up. I know you didn't get no two or three turkeys last time, so pick up on the turkeys again, and then right behind that, you know, it's chitlin' time. It's my time. So y'all have a great one, and keep listening, keep writing, and look at Welcome to Uncle Billy's World, a lot more in the upcoming future because things are changing. Yeah, I said it just like that. Things are a-changing. And also Uncle Billy's new renaissance, and we'll be coming out with some brand new ones. So get ready, get set, and I know y'all going to like this one because I've been waiting all day for this.
Mr. Edwards, this is me. How you doing? My name is Bob, calling from the pharmacy. We put a prescription for you, sir, a couple of days ago. It was supposedly on a rush order, and no one's picked it up yet. I wanted to make sure you still wanted it. Is everything okay?
You must have the wrong Edwards. I don't have any prescriptions out right now.
So are you at 1801?
Yeah, that's my address, but I don't have any prescriptions out right now.
Okay, so let me break this down for you. Just like I said, 2 days ago, we get a rush order for a prescription, and we get this a lot, but this one was really pressed for time for a Mr. Edwards. And, this is for, if you don't mind me saying, for syphilis and gonorrhea.
Okay, now I know you got to see. That's what I'm telling you. You have the wrong, I don't know how you get my address, or, no, you have the wrong address, sir.
Hang on, sir. Let me pull out the entire file, sir, so I can get clarity on this thing. Let's see. We got a Mr. Edwards, 1801-3. What's the name of your insurance?
I don't have any prescriptions out.
Okay.
I don't have any prescriptions is what I'm trying to tell you.
Wait. Here it is. It says Mrs. Edwards.
It says Mrs. Edwards.
Okay, sir, listen, I made a big mistake.
Gonorrhea. No, read.
Sir, please. I have made a huge mistake, okay?
You made a big mistake, and we're about to get down to it right now. What? Who?
I can lose my job or something like this. I have made a big mistake.
Your job is look, I was with my wife last night. Your job is, believe me, the last thing on my mind right now. Your job.
Mr. Edwards, I have made a big mistake, sir. I want to apologize for what I've done.
No, there has been a big mistake made up there. And it's going to take a little more than an apology to do this one.
Sir, can I ask you to really, honestly, not say anything about it? I really can lose my job on this one. I'm asking you, please.
No. I want a pharmacy, and I may be down there in a minute. As a matter of fact,
okay.
This job ain't really the issue right now, sir.
Sir, I'm just asking you. I'm really asking you, sir. If you would, please, just come on, man. I don't want to lose my job, man. This right here, if you could just let this unfold on its own, as opposed to it being brought out by me.
Hold on. This last two minutes, man. You can tell me some about my wife, and you want me to roll up?
Funniest comedians in the country. Get ready to laugh like you.
I'm just trying to do what I do, and here I come.
And I don't know, I got the column, you know. And I've been through it, but I tell you, I'm here today. I tell you what, we got an old, me and my husband Aaron, we got an old black Chevrolet. And we packed as many children as we can get in there and bring them with us, you know, all the ones that can't fit. They just have to run alongside. We all made it to church today this morning. And I want to thank God. And I got a little song burning within me. And it goes something like this. How I got up.
Thank you. And some sleepless nights. Cucumber water, go and enjoy yourself, John. ain't using none of that shit. Go ahead. You gotta try to do it, man. I had to do something. All I had to, because I'm walking down the street, and this lady see me, the white lady, you know, she got a little daughter with her. She sees me. She said, oh, my God, I can't believe it's you. Can we take a picture? I'm like, of course. You know, I take a picture. She's going to walk out talking about, thank you, C-Lo.
That new thing.
We don't even wear our shit no more, man. We just carry it with us in case we gotta run in somewhere, man, you know. True, man. They music has changed too, boy. They young music. I like rap. I like all kinds of rap, but them rapping got so aggressive now, man. Like, we can't well even be sexual in your window. You know, they might be talking about something, you got to figure it out. You're like, oh, okay. Y'all heard Down in the Deal, man? That's happening at you. It go down in the deal, man. It go down. It go down in the deal. Fast time be that pussy. Oh, whoa. Whoa. Ooh, Jesus. Oh, FaceTime me that pussy if it's what's it is? On the record? That's on the radio right now. And when I first heard it, I didn't know what Snapchat was. I thought he said, smash at me that pussy. I said, ooh, yo, Gotti, that is pretty aggressive with all this Bill Cosby stuff going on right now. I don't think you want to be smashing at nobody's pussy like that now. They were like, no, say it's Snapchat. Snapchat. That's an app. I don't know if anybody y'all know this. That's an app. It's a little app. It's where all the kids on right now. And you can take a picture of your pussy now, okay? And you can put it up on the internet, and it will disappear like a snowflake, okay? It will be gone. So if ever you bored and you just feel like doing something, Snapchat your pussy on out there. Don't do it. Snapchat your pussy. I ain't know what it was. As soon as I heard you do that shit, I downloaded that app immediately. I'd be riding around in my car just looking at the app every now and then. Like, ain't nobody Snapchat on mine. I ain't got no. I don't know how this works. Don't nobody put none on mine. That's not me, that person. All these little songs. I like all the little rappers. Fetty Wap, that's another rapper had a big year. Fetty Wap. Big rapper, little rapper. Y'all know Fetty Wap, that's the rapper with one eye. But Fetty Wap had a little accident earlier in the year when he was on a motorcycle. And I was thinking to myself, you know what Fetty Wap? Your ass got one eye. You might not want to be on no goddamn motorcycle. You gotta have your peripheral when you on a goddamn motorcycle. You can't turn all the way left. Every time you trying to turn, they all got their motorcycles, okay? With love. But he dope, though. I like him because he got like a melodic kind of rap style. You know, it's got melody to it, but then out of nowhere, it'll just turn into some gangster shit. So it'd be a love song, and then out of nowhere, it'd be a tragedy. So it's like a Fetty Wap, if you will. Like, Fetty Wap be like, baby, won't you come my way? Tell me what you want to say. But first off, I'm gonna start by saying this. And two headshots, and you try to take my thing. Like, whoa! Whoa, what just happened there? You know, that is mighty aggressive, Fetty Wap. I just say she looks nice in her dress. I don't think, I just.
Well, it's been a great evening, you all.
Before, with Patrick the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin, Theo Jubilee, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy. February 10th at 8 p.m. in the American until now is Ticketmaster.com. The Comedy Get Down World Tour. It's the best comedy show, period.
Get out! Is it ready?